Heat in my vein like vernacular. Cook up the beat with a spatula. Y'all are not ready for action. I'm smoking these rappers and feeling spectacular. Making a killing like massacre. Watch out, I'm whipping my wrist. Right on my city, been pissed, but I show them love. I'm not the one that's at risk. My homie told me that when people rise up against you, it's a sign of your destiny real. Fake ones been hating, cause they know that one day you're making it. Jealousy's all they can feel. Plugging the phone, drifting my zone. Painting the future when thinking alone. About when I'm grown, already blown. How'd I get blessed with this beautiful home? You were the sight, beautiful life.
Bop, bop, bop.
What a shitty day.
What a shitty day it's been.
God, stupid.
What a stupid fucking bullshit shitty day.
What a shitty city day.
Shitty city. It is. It's spring. But here in Chicago, spring.
Winter just started.
Doesn't. Happen.
Some people think it's itty bitty pretty, but this shitty city and this weather is not great.
No. Mm. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Not like that.
I couldn't have said it like that.
Here we are.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oh, what's up, dude?
Hey.
Huh?
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. Welcome you, guys.
Thank you.
Welcome you.
Drew.
To the Not Safe for Work podcast, and welcome our listeners also.
Get settled in.
Just fucking scooch
in.
Your butt.
Get comfy.
If you're on a train next to somebody right now, just like move your butt a little bit.
Just move your butt.
Just like scooch in there.
Yeah.
And then the person next to you will kind of look at you or like be like, what?
Check you out for a quick sec.
If you have earbuds too, just pop one out and offer it to them.
Yeah, be like, "Hey, you want to hear? Hey, dude, you want to hear this shit?"
Especially if it's a kid.
Especially if it's a child,
because they need to know what sharing means.
Yeah, you have to teach children sharing, because that's the most important thing.
Do you think
that's the most important thing to children is sharing?
Number one
thing, I think.
We don't share well, though, as adults.
No.
No. Number two is loyalty.
Who are you loyal to, buddy?
Yeah.
Take your headphones out. Look at the kid. If there's a kid next to you and you don't know the kid, be like, who's your shit?
Who's your shit,
look
kid?
Them right in the eye and go, who's your shit?
Grab them kind of like under the chin.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
But look them directly in the eye and go, who's your shit, dude?
Yeah. Where's your loyalty at, son?
What's your shit going on? Where's your shit going? Say, where's your shit going?
Just say, where's your shit going? And if they get it, they get it.
And if they don't,
don't waste your time.
Fuck those kids.
Fuck those kids that don't get it. Fuck the kids.
If they don't get it now, they never will.
Yeah. Idiots.
Idiots. What a bunch of dumbasses.
God.
Kids are stupid.
Stupid.
Also, we are.
We're not stupid. We're just garbage.
Yeah, we're terrible.
Hopefully, they've been listening, whatever kid they're sharing their headphones with, for the past, like, 2 minutes, too. So they're learning.
Mm-hmm. Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're learning. I'm your current, and right directly in front of me is Charlotte Beaver, and right to the right of me is Patrick Hale. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
As long as you guys record Mondays and I'm off work.
You're here.
Yep.
I'm here.
Boom, boom.
Recognize. That's where my shit's at.
Charlotte.
Drew.
What the fuck are we doing today?
I'll give you three guesses.
You're going to give me three guesses?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Irish war dances.
I thought you were gonna say Irish war prostitutes.
Irish war prostitutes was my second. God. That was my second.
God,
one.
What a specific topic.
Wait, Irish war prostitutes correct?
Yeah. No, what? Oh.
Russian bear rape.
Ooh, another good one. And
no.
I'm just taking notes at this point.
Okay.
Do people die?
Yeah.
Um,
could be either of those things you just said then.
No, but it's not.
Oh, okay.
So. It could be. I'm going to say, are we doing more fucked up death?
It's a specific death? Kind of death.
Oh, okay.
SIDS.
No.
Or is it SUDS? Is it SUDS? Or
it's not SUDS.
It's not SUDS.
Sudden Urban Death Syndrome?
Sudden Urban Death Syndrome. Just walking that pavement, dead. Just
walking that pavement, looking at buildings in the city, checking it out. Dead. No reason or rhyme.
I think main cause of that is dropping icicles from buildings.
Ooh. You drop icicles from buildings?
I don't. Buildings.
Buildings drop them?
No.
Can I have a my third one?
Please.
Is it like Darwin Award-y-ish?
Ooh, that's a good one too. It's not.
Okay.
Today.
Yeah.
On the Not Safe for Work podcast.
Yeah.
We are talking parasites.
Ooh. Ooh, that's fun. Parasites. Yeah. Okay.
A lot of them affect animals, but there's some really good fucked up
ones.
There's
good human ones?
There's some good human ones with terrible pictures.
Oh, this is, yeah.
Yuck. I'm on crack.com. Don't look it up at work because the pictures are on there.
Oh, yeah.
First one is a worm.
Yeah, like I would say that would be my first is a worm thing.
It is not a worm. No? It is the emerald jewel wasp.
Yes.
Emerald. Oh, it's a wasp?
Amazing.
It's an emerald jewel wasp.
Ugh.
So, fuck, where am I? Anyways.
I think I know. Does it take over your mind and then drown you?
Yeah, not that one. There is another one that does that. So these animals, this wasp will lay her eggs on top of a cockroach.
Okay.
But before they hatch, she will take her stinger, maneuver it perfectly to find the brain in the cockroach, and rewire it so it's paralyzed but alive.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
So it just paralyzes the fucking roach.
Yeah.
And then goes like, sorry, bruh.
Yeah.
Laying your eggs on you.
Yeah, gotta keep you fresh. And then I guess her babies have a meal right there.
Oh, and they just eat it alive?
What a nightmare. That's like aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an alien.
No, that's alien. That's an alien.
So there's one.
So.
Oh.
I already hate wasps so much. Like, wasps are the worst. Like, bees, I could be like, well, at least we get honey out of them.
I know an old lady who swallowed a wasp. She swallowed the wasp to cack the cockroach. I don't know why
she swallowed a cockroach.
Oh, this is another. She bites off the antenna so she can drink its blood to replenish her energy.
So she can replenish
and
her enemies.
And then she exits the burrow and seals it off with rocks and pebbles to keep that juice.
I like how you use replenish its energy instead of just eat. But that's
I'm reading
way it. More evil.
It is.
But like. So the cool. So the thing just wow
yeah I
we're not as bad
no
are you? I mean we've done some bad shit in our day.
I want an intuitive thing in my brain to know where to put a stinger in a brain to paralyze something. How do you
just by instinct?
Just by instinct.
They're
that's
just like
amazing.
I just know this because I just know it.
That's insane. That's.
They just
she
know
like
that.
They have to practice. I'm sure there's like a school or something.
Probably does.
Yeah, there's a fucking wasp school. No, they've had practice. They've had millions of years of practice.
But everything you're scared of. Are you scared of being out of control and slowly being eaten alive? Great, we're gonna bury you alive while that happens.
You're also gonna be buried alive.
Ugh.
I'm poor cockroach. I've never actually felt
that stupid.
I've
cockroach.
Never actually felt for a cockroach before.
You feel for it?
Kinda. Jesus. Like Jesus Christ.
Because
I'm on the side of the cockroach because I hate wasps.
Okay.
So much. So it's like the enemy of my enemy is my
yeah.
or whatever it is.
The food of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah.
Beautifully said.
The food of my enemy is my friend.
Okay, here's a really fucked up one. And this this definitely affects humans.
Yeah.
Barf. All the pictures. Ay, ay, ay. Okay. Ugh. This is called the guinea worm.
Ooh, a guinea worm? Already.
Is it more like a guinea pig or like a guinea hen?
It's a worm, and it's about 2 to 3 feet long.
Oh.
Okay. So it starts super small, right? It starts as like this microscopic larva, tiny enough to fit inside a water flea. And these water fleas, they hang out in stagnant pools of water until some dumb human comes by and goes swimming or drinks it. Mm-hmm. So the flea with the larva of this guinea worm goes down your throat, and it can't survive in your stomach. So the water flea dissolves away because of your acid, and it leaves this guinea worm larva behind, and it finds a soft, fleshy cavity to burrow in. And just kind of starts growing. It takes a year.
That's brilliant.
After infection, it takes a year for the full-size guinea worm to not be microscopic, but measures 2 to 3 feet long. And then being so large in this huge, like, human body, it can't find anywhere else to grow. So if it wants to get out, it burrows the surface of your skin and creates a blister, which causes, like, this burning sensation. And it's figured out that when humans burn, they want water, so people will put their limbs in the water, and then it'll poke its head out once it's submerged in water and come out the blister, and it releases like this foul, milky water containing hundreds of thousands of more larvae.
Oh,
and they're promptly eaten by the water fleas in the water.
I mean, that's brilliant.
Brilliant.
Wow.
I want it to work for me. I want to hire.
How do we make it work for us?
So smart.
It's like, hey worm, bro. Hey worm, bro.
Hey worm, bro?
Dude, want to eat the things I eat? All the time?
Does that,
like,
sound good?
Do you want to eat all the things that I eat and, like, eat most of the things that I eat, but, like, still leave me not dying?
Leave me alone?
Cuz like a parasite. Because parasites should be, they don't want the host to die immediately. Like, that's not their goal, is to kill the host. Like, they just are straight up just attaching on and being like,
just need somewhere to live.
I'm just here for the fuck. They're like con artists.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah.
There's con artists being like, look, I just need like a.
No harm, no foul, right, guys?
Hey, man, look, man, I got kids.
Yeah. Thousands of them.
I just need to get a couple bucks totally for a sandwich and get on the train.
You seem like a guy that knows how to work smart, not hard, and that's actually what we need here. I think you're gonna fit in perfectly.
You're gonna fit in perfectly with my body.
In my stomach.
Next time I apply for a job, I'm just gonna put a guinea larva. No, I'm gonna put the full worm on my resume and just like laminate it and slide it over to the HR.
Do you know what that is?
And be like, I'm smart like this.
Do you know what? I'm smart like this. Okay? I can get in that company.
I get in it. I stay in it for a year. And then when I'm ready to burst through, I'm three feet longer.
I'm out.
And I'm out.
That is really smart though. Because it's just like, so it takes advantage of the fact that, so like it makes a burning sensation.
Yeah.
And we're like, ow. And we put our...
I'm gonna take a bath. I feel itchy and hot.
It's like, whoop. Does it make it out, or does it just spew its young out of the blister?
It'll poke its, and I'll show you a picture.
But it's done after that. And sounds then it just like it dies. Just,
I think so.
And then you just slowly pull a 2 to 3 foot worm out of the hole in your skin.
Like, no.
Oh God. Does it hurt you? It eats your food? Anything? I don't like.
That's a guy pulling it out of his foot.
Oh, it just looks. It looks like he's sewing his foot shut. It looks like string being.
Oh,
just a little, just a thin guy, thin little worm.
Oh boy.
And where is it? Where is it found? Mostly in Illinois and the Midwest.
Mostly in Chicago area.
Mostly in Chicago.
And all the public pools have them. So.
Mostly the Great Lakes and Chicago.
Gross. I'm sure it's very poor places.
I'm sure it's fucking Africa or something.
Fucking.
Somewhere in Africa.
Somewhere.
Please have some witty banner while my... Okay, I got it. Okay, ready for the next one?
Yeah.
This does not affect humans, but this is a really cool parasite that winds up usually in a fish, a red snapper.
Okay.
Okay. So this fish is just like chilling, and this parasite comes along, and it attaches itself to the base of the snapper's tongue.
Okay.
The tongue becomes it like takes control of the muscles and the tongue. So eventually the tongue falls out of the fish's mouth and the parasite digs itself into the mouth and replaces the tongue and just lives there.
No shit.
That's awesome.
Isn't that neat?
Brilliant.
I want that.
Brilliant.
You know, the more we talk about parasites, I'm like, that's
really,
I mean,
good idea.
It's like the long con. They're like, oh yeah, no, we, it attaches to a creature that doesn't, would not be able to really know if their tongue is gone or not.
Because it's a stupid,
no idea.
It's a stupid fucking fish and doesn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know fish had tongues.
Same.
Just to start with.
Yeah, I didn't really either.
But is it a better tongue than the fish had? I feel like
better?
I think it wouldn't matter.
You just,
right? Like it wouldn't matter to the fish. Is
the
like,
fish is like
this,
tasting his food.
Yeah.
Like they don't taste their food. They just
no.
like, they just in. Just
what do they need the
it's probably how
for?
It got in his mouth anyway. He just fucking ate something.
And I'm
now,
wondering,
so.
Yes.
It's probably only takes like a little bit of it, and then the fish can still eat its food.
Yeah.
So
right.
that would be the one that we would want as humans to like lose weight.
Oh my god!
Right.
If my tongue ate half my food.
Yeah, your tongue. Just say like half, but you still could just like eat as much.
I'd
as,
have like
as
a 125 pound tongue.
It'd be a big old tongue.
It just looked like
tongue.
A happy puppy.
But it just took things, just certain things. It was like,
but as
that.
Humans, we would like put hats on it and like feed it.
We're
like have parties for it.
It's like a
we'd have a party for it.
It's like a nesting doll human centipede.
What?
What? Well, the so it's inside of it for the nesting doll, and then it eats the food, and you know it has to shit somewhere. And it's not like,
oh,
it's just
okay.
shitting into the fish's mouth. So all the fish is eating,
what
if it's not, is just the...
perfect animal to control.
So then...
Stupid, stupid
So
fish.
Then its shit is probably like, we, like, its waste. Still...
Probably fine for a fish.
Still pretty good.
Yeah.
I feel like a fish would eat my shit if I put it in the water.
Their excrement, their excrement is just like... fish oil, fish oil pill, like what? Whatever's in omega-3 fish oils. That's their
it
excrement.
Just concentrates it,
and we just like it makes us healthier. And then it because
yeah.
of that. Yeah,
is there a picture of that.
Sorry, this whoops. Oh, there it is.
Oh, I've seen that. That's it was
oh,
cool until I saw that.
It's huge,
that was,
right?
Oh no, that's a monster.
That
it
is a monster.
Oh no!
Oh, never
that
mind.
Teeth,
never mind.
That fish has teeth. It
unless
has teeth
it
and a
unless
tongue.
It pooped.
Yes, never. Unless it poops
pure
caviar.
Unless it poops pure caviar, omega-3 fish oils.
Blessed be.
Blessed be. Bless them.
Blessed be.
Bless
okay.
the Lord.
Next, we yep. have horsehairs.
This was all the Lord's idea.
Horsehair
too, so.
Worms. These affect grasshoppers. So
no, I like grasshoppers.
Sorry.
I feel nothing for grasshoppers. What is it?
It's okay, the horsehair worm. It resembles a thick coarse piece of hair.
Okay.
It infiltrates insects, sometimes crabs, as a larva when the insects drink tainted water. So from inside the insect, this example is a grasshopper.
Mm-hmm.
It weasels its way into the body cavity, nourishes itself on the insect's tissue, can grow up to a foot long, and after the time when the worm is matured, it gets horny. It wants to mate.
Yup. Of course.
So the problem with that is...
It gets bored.
It gets bored and horny. The problem is that all the females are hanging out in the water.
Okay.
They're at the pool.
And he's stuck inside this grasshopper.
At the grasshopper pool.
So he tricks the fucking grasshopper brain, and grasshoppers cannot swim, but it like tricks its brain to dive into the water. Once it's in the water, it comes out of the grasshopper's ass and goes mates with the females.
What an entrance.
What a
to the pool.
What an
I rode
Hello,
my
ladies.
Oh my god, is that Carl in the Grasshopper 3000?
Yes, I am. I used this little robot insect to get around.
That's
they're smarter than grasshoppers then.
They are smarter than grasshoppers. How do you make a grasshopper's brain think it needs to go swim?
How do you evolve?
There's gotta
that?
Be a better way.
That's amazing. That's so
I don't,
cool.
I don't know. I think it's probably like, because insect brains, I mean, they're. I mean, it's ones and zeros. It's yeah, a robot.
It's correct. It's one and zero.
It's like one. Yeah. There's one and a zero.
And a zero.
No, but I mean, even like us programming it for an insect to have its instinct, because that's still. It's still pretty advanced, though. Like even us making robots to think like an insect on its own is actually really tough because it's not. It's like, oh no, it's not AI. You know, it kind of is AI, but it's actually like
it's like a Gundam, and it's the pilot, and it's just fucking gotten in there and it's piloting it. This is so weird though, because I just was listening to a thing that said scientists just now. Were able to wire this fucking mouse's brain and could guide him through a maze and he would, they wired it so hard or something that
wired it so hard
that he would avoid food and females. Like he, whoa. They could force him past food and force him past females to just finish it.
So they made him smarter.
Zing.
They made him like real super smart. To just not think with his dick and his stomach.
Yeah. Now I'll know though if I'm ever just like at a pool and see grasshoppers jumping in, what's going on? And I'll immediately get the fuck out of the pool.
Oh, that's smart.
Or if I have the thought, I'm like, man, I want to just jump into that pool with those grasshoppers.
Don't. Oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Oh, fuck, I have one of those. Not today. You parasited the wrong species, bitch.
Actually, I might have had
today. But I'm still going to jump in. Oh, my God, what am I doing?
No.
There have been several times in my life that I have really wanted to get in a pool.
Yeah.
You
it's
might
probably
because
of the parasite. Because why else would you want to get
into
a pool?
Why else would you think about getting in a pool?
There's
unless
no reason.
You thought you were burning, and then that's a whole other parasite.
It was hot.
Uh-huh. It was hot. Well, there was one time I was really hot, and I did not, like, I just was not in the mood to go swimming. But
are you
I still.
Serious? And then you fucking.
But I still jumped. I got on a slide, on a water slide, and I still did it.
It speaks volumes of the
you should
parasite.
Go see a doctor.
It's probably a
horsehair worm.
Horsehair worm.
Goddamn horsehair worms. Oh, good job, though, guys.
Good job.
But hey, good job, horsehair worms. We should rate these. These are great. These are like con men.
I love these guys.
It's like cons.
Here's another good one, and this definitely affects humans.
Yeah.
The filarial worm.
Ooh.
So
I like the sound of that one.
So we have our lymphatic system. And what that does is it keeps excess fluids moving out of our body. So this worm will get in you. I'm sure it's through bad water, like all the other
ones. All of this is bad water.
But it stops that process. So people end up getting fucking elephantitis.
Oh, to just hold all the water? They don't get rid of any of their excess water?
It just holds it all in your limb.
Please tell me they explode.
Oh.
No, they don't explode, but these pictures are fucking... Like, I was thinking, like, oh, okay, like a swollen arm or something. Check out that dude's fucking leg.
Oh, God.
Come on.
It's like it's just filled with water.
It's like huge. Rolls up.
It's not a person.
It's not a person's foot anymore.
You're not a person after that.
You're done. That kid that's...
That's the opposite of, like, what you want as a...
As
like,
a leg?
If you want a diet... If there's a diet parasite,
don't get this parasite. This will make you all fat.
It's the opposite.
But it's not
even fat.
It
makes you retain water.
The other ones we listed help you look good and get to the pool. This one
help you get to the pool.
The other ones.
This one makes you.
The other ones
fat.
Is like summertime.
Yes.
Get rid of that summertime extra fatties. Get summertime belly.
Don't feel comfortable at the pool? Try the horsehair worm. You'll go whether you want to or not.
It doesn't matter. You don't care. This one. Oof.
Here's another one that fucks with. This one is called a succulina, and it manipulates crab hormones.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Sterilizing and emasculating him.
Oh, it's just his girlfriend.
Starts forcing changes in the crab's body to make it resemble a female, and make it do like female mating dances.
What?
And when it's time for the succulina to release her fertilized eggs after having sex with another succulina on top of the poor crab's genitals, the former male crab is compelled to release them into the ocean and stir them with his claw like he's a female crab.
Okay, wait.
Hold what?
Hold on.
Okay. Do they?
Okay. Hold on.
Is the female thing just to embarrass him?
It's to make him think he's a woman, so he like releases eggs.
No,
in the water.
I want to talk through this. No bits. I want to talk through exactly what happens here. Okay. No bits. So this fucking whatever it is, a parasite, whether it's a worm or whatever, it latches on to a male crab specifically.
It's genitals. Mm-hmm.
Or wherever those are on the crab.
Wherever those are.
You never seen those? It's just
balls. Dude, like crab normal, nuts? Normal balls.
It's like human nuts. He just drags behind him.
I mean, you've seen crab balls. They just look like balls. They look like normal balls.
I'm imagining a South Park pair of nuts. He's just dragging
just
behind
like
him.
Me. So this thing fucking latches on to crab balls.
Yes.
Whatever those are and look like. And releases a hormone to make the crab.
It doesn't release anything.
No,
it
no.
doesn't say
okay.
how it does it.
So
it
somehow
manipulates it.
Okay, somehow it makes the crab release its own hormone for it to be a female crab.
And sterilizes it.
And like, so the crab can't fucking spread its jams.
No.
It doesn't turn. It just makes it act and think it's a female, right?
Yes.
Not two of it. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just confused.
So it's just like a confused crab.
It forces the crab's body to make it resemble a female.
He like starts combing his hair and stuff.
I don't know how you do that. I don't. Maybe the balls are taken away. And definitely,
or just like
in the
however
ball.
I could see like okay, so however like a crab, a male crab, acts,
yes,
to female crabs, and they probably have a different thing.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's a thing.
It stops doing all the male stuff and starts doing female mating dances instead.
So he puts on makeup and stuff and like starts like
tucks it
like,
and dances.
Uh oh.
Yes.
Right. So it makes the crab do that.
Yes.
Just so that when it releases its eggs.
Thinking it's its own. Thinking the eggs it's releasing are its own eggs.
So the crab thinks it's its own eggs.
Yeah, but it's actually the parasite's eggs.
So it
eggs.
Makes the crab thinks its own eggs are getting released. And in order, and apparently female crabs will stir the pot to be like, yeah, mix that shit
just
up
mix,
and get it.
Get
it'll
it
go
all.
To the
get
water and
in.
Like scoop it and like put it
and
in
be
the
like,
water.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That's like.
That is a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
Can you imagine if it was humans tricking something goes in just on your balls, attaches to you, slowly starts to change you to where you think you're a woman, then convinces you you're pregnant.
Yeah.
And then gives birth out of itself, but you can't tell that it's actually coming off your balls.
And it's not me, my...
And then you raise it. To a certain point.
To a certain
then
point.
Then you stir it up.
Point. Right. Yeah.
Basically. Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's crazy.
What the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck?
I'm going to say that one like, you're working too hard.
All you gotta do is lay them eggs somewhere.
What are you doing?
Why don't they just do it on a female? It's already a female.
I know it like wants to shame.
Yes. Why are you doing it on anything else? The whole point. So like basically
millions of years of trial and error.
Basically, we get to the point where they're just like, oh, they mate, they fucking. They mate and leave their eggs out. So really, all they need is it to just be stirred up.
Yeah, they couldn't. Yeah, yeah.
They can't.
That's
stir
all
their
I can
own.
Think is like they can't stir it up on their own.
It must
so they
be
have
something.
To like right.
Yeah.
What? The
that's like an entire fuck. Plot to like a movie.
That is a whole it's movie.
Like, I can't
that's
take care of this kid. How do we
bond.
Trick this thing?
We take this and we do what Patrick says and just make it like humans. That's a sci-fi.
That's insane. It would be
a serial killer.
Terrible sci-fi.
I mean, it'd be really bad, but it'd be one, based on a true story.
No,
it would be like, no, what are you guys doing? Do like, no, do. Then if you're gonna do that, wouldn't you just do it with the female crabs?
You could just have it. It's just the entire story is that it is like a mutated. What's the name of this again? Succubus?
Succulina.
Succulina, which is
succulina.
An amazing
it's
fucking
a
name
sexy
for this
name.
Thing.
It's
and then
a sexy
and that's a movie. You call it succulina. And you just the whole movie. Here's the movie. It's a dude, a human dude, that. Starts like feeling weird and feeling feminine.
Is this anime?
No.
Wait, what? What was
no,
that?
This is real.
What okay. was that movie where the alien lays her eggs? She seduces men and then kills them and lays eggs in them.
I don't know. Mantis?
No, it was a super. Oh, I can't remember. That's all right.
But I'll that's the thing. Like it's going like it's the same. I don't know. It's but it's going the extra mile.
Yeah.
Of making a dude think that he is pregnant
and giving birth.
And giving birth.
Here's one thing, kind of separate, but I think is really cool, I guess. How does a male crab even know how to act like
what?
A female?
Yeah, good point.
It's in him? He well, just knows?
I think it's just the hormone, right? They're only split just a tiny bit
yeah.
from being
and so
female
just,
in
so
the
that,
first place.
That whatever information is in them, and you just give them a little bit of...
Crabs are the same as like insects. Stuff. They're like little program. They're like all you have to do is like manipulate one little thing, and it'll fucking make the thing do another thing.
Yeah.
It's like insects and crab, like those kind of things, they're not
but it has
smart.
Both, but it has both full programs. Oh, it's like, oh, I'm a female and a crab. I'm a female and a male. I have both programs written in me. It just depends on which hormone's going on.
Yep.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet.
No, it's that simple.
I bet it. I don't know if it. This is impossible cool. if you had a female crab to think she was male. Do you think it's easier to
oh,
like?
Oh, because she doesn't. Do you think they still have Y? Are you talking about like X and Y?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. They
male
have,
has both.
They still have that kind of thing, right?
So if you but take females. Y away and you're just left to the X, and of course you go back to the female.
So maybe
behavior.
Females can't even
sense.
Do it.
Well,
maybe
know.
That's why they go after guys.
Because it's easier to make a dude into a chick.
Yeah. Are you ready
chick
for the
into
next
a dude.
One?
It is.
God, yeah. I guess that'd be okay. Okay. All right. We figured it out.
I want you to see this one first, and then okay. we'll talk about it.
Oh.
Well.
That was.
It's just a mouth. The mouth
it's from Tremors
is
right?
like just teeth in yeah, a circle over and over and over.
Yeah, it looks like Tremors.
It's called the Leucochloridium paradoxum.
Yep.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I knew that.
So animals eat poop.
Mm-hmm.
They do. Yes.
So this thing will sit in a puddle that has like shit in it.
Okay.
And. I guess snails don't mind eating poop, so snails will come around and slurp it up.
Yeah. Totally.
Once inside the snail, it enacts part of its plan. It knows that birds don't eat snails. So what this parasite does is he goes to like the snail's like eye stalks and he begins to stretch them out and change them to make them look like caterpillars. They like turn green and
what?
They get long. So it will attract the birds.
So it makes the snail. So it sits in shit water.
Yeah. Waits for the snail.
It sits in poop. It waits for the snails to be like, ooh, poop. This is fun. And then, oh, look at this. It's poop.
Is that poop?
Huh. Is that poop? Hell yeah. Hey, Tim.
Yeah?
There's poop over here.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there's tons of it.
Well, wait for me.
I'm waiting. I ain't got nowhere to go.
Well, there's poop. You got somewhere to go.
Come on, hurry.
I'm trying.
So they get there.
Okay, so he waits for the snail, gets in the snail, ideally wants to find a bird, so it makes the snail's eye stalks grow green and long to look like caterpillars, of course.
Wow.
Then it can hack the snail's brain, and it...
I mean, who can't?
Who can't? Just a little laptop just sitting on top.
I can... Charlotte, I can hack a snail's brain.
Can you?
By like... By 10 p.m. tonight.
You just turn it around and it'll keep going in a straight line.
Like, there you go.
There you go. I hacked
it's
you.
Like, whoop. And then it just keeps going. Idiot.
So,
what a sucker.
So once this thing is inside the bird, it's free to feed on its insides and grow into an adult. And then his babies will be shit that comes out of the bird and go back to start how it all once was.
So
it turns itself back into poop. It's to go back into a puddle.
It's like this circle of birth and life and death.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
That's amazing. The last one.
It's beautiful, but with poop.
But with poop. It's so beautiful with poop.
It's beautiful.
The last
but
one
with shit and
just convinced you that you're a different sex. This one is changing an animal into a different animal.
Yeah. Yes. Or this is con man shit.
Fucking con
this
man
is con
shit.
Man shit.
I love it.
So it's like, hey. I know, of course, a snail is gonna fucking, or a slug or whatever, is gonna come up and eat shit. I live in shit. I was born in it. I love shit. This is my world. I am this parasite.
Yes.
I need to spread my fucking genes. Everyone else, unfortunately, in the world hates poop. Poop is disgusting. I get it.
I get
Everyone hates it. Everyone hates poop. No one likes it. Tell you what, though. You know who doesn't like poop? The slugs and snails. They love it. Let's get the birds to figure out, or the birds to think that these slugs that they normally don't eat,
they don't like poop and they don't like snails. Birds. I know that about birds.
What do we know about birds?
What do we know about birds? Number one.
This is like a board meeting of like.
Yeah.
What do we know about birds?
I know. Yeah. I assume they don't like shit. No one.
Correct. They
okay.
don't.
Okay. Yeah.
They
yeah.
don't. They get rid of it. They don't like it. They get rid of it out of their butts.
Right.
Numbers are down. This isn't enough. What else?
What else? What do birds like?
Worms,
they like
caterpillars.
Worms. They like caterpillars. Mm-hmm. Hold on a second.
What?
They don't like snails or slugs.
We already know that. What do you mean? What are you getting at?
But, hear me out. Slugs and snails love poop.
Oh.
Yeah?
What
now, are you just, saying? What are you saying, Tom?
Now, hold on. Next slide.
I don't see where...
What if we made the slugs and snails look like things that a bird wants to eat?
You're insane.
You're insane.
Am I insane?
What?
Next
what
slide. We have developed a way to make slugs and snails look like caterpillars.
Impossible.
Is it? Not next slide. Bring out the actual...
It just looks like a small worm.
Yes. With caterpillar antennas.
You're telling me that this small worm will turn snails into caterpillars?
Do you understand me? We are the snails. Wait, what?
And that is all I had
so,
for Parasite.
Okay, hold on.
That's There's... great.
There, we like we did with the last one. I would also like to take this as if it was a human being.
Okay.
So,
Yeah.
Just in nature, camping.
You're
thirsty. You see a puddle of water. Mm-hmm. Don't ever drink still water
ever.
Like that. Just drink
ever.
Running water.
Unless Find you got it. One of
did
those.
You say money water?
Running water. Just drink money water.
Only drink money water.
Released by Life Water and Coca-Cola. You take a drink. You're in the woods.
Yeah.
Tastes delicious because you're really thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
You go to bed that night feeling pretty good. You wake up the next morning feeling a little strange. Mm-hmm. You're in the woods, the largest predator that you're trying to attract in the woods, I guess. I mean, a wolf or a coyote, but I mean, the biggest one is bears.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to sleep after drinking this water and you wake up looking like a salmon. And
oh, just okay. Yourself. So you...
That's, I think, about the same. It's stretched you. It's colored your skin.
So the only... So if you... Right. Okay.
This is... If it was for humans.
Okay, if I'm saying like... But what if it's like... If the humans are this shitworm?
Oh, we're going... We're what turning are we some-
after, right?
So, I'm trying to...
Like, we're trying to spread around. Okay, so check this out. Here we go. We're the shitworm. Humans are the shitworms. And so what we're trying to do is get to another planet. We're trying to spread out to another planet. So in order to do that, so no alien wants to come to Earth. There's nothing here for it, right?
Gold. We just need to make everything look like gold.
So we do know that these aliens want something. Maybe they want like a...
I don't even... What do aliens want?
I don't know.
Women? Do they want women?
No, aliens just want like something. Whatever the thing is.
Okay.
We make...
It has to be an animal. They have to want an animal.
So...
Humpback whales.
So aliens want...
They want humpback whales.
They want humpback whales, but it's not the type of humpback whales that they want. So we make... So we get inside the humpback whales, and we make them look like...
Butterfly.
The alien version of humpback. The alien version of it. So then they come, and they be like, yep. And they take those... weird humpback whales that aren't humpback whales anymore because we changed them.
Then we throw our babies out of the
urethra. And we put a bunch of babies
going out when they put us back in their aquarium
and then they take us out of their shit. And then they take us back to their planet and they poop it out.
Perfect. Another terrible sci-fi movie.
Yep.
That would just be funny.
All of these are like really great. So if you just like humanize just
manipulate it. Yeah.
Those are great parasites though. They're all really frightening though.
Yeah. I'm real really scary. Impressed.
I know.
Like I'm impressed. I'm not even mad.
I kind of want to like, I want to watch them in real life.
Yeah. I want to be like, how'd you guys get to that point? What are you guys doing?
Just like the, like what? Like ringworm, right? That's something we get.
I mean, ringworm is.
That's a parasite.
Well, no, that's
and
not.
And tapeworms.
That's not a parasite. Ringworm.
Is it bacteria?
Yeah, ringworm is a bacteria. But like tapeworms. Tapeworms are a thing. Ugh. That's a parasite.
Ugh.
Which, you know, they just like, they actually are probably the smartest ones. They just fucking hang out.
Yeah, they're just hanging out.
They just hang out and they just like eat the things that you eat.
Worst symptom is like, I'm not hungry.
And they don't hurt you.
I heard that the like how you test it, I really didn't hear this, to see if you have a tapeworm is you have to put a cup of milk underneath your butthole, and then if it comes out and tries to get the milk, you can see it.
Oh, I don't know.
That's what lures it out.
Maybe
that was a bit that really we did that. When we went camping a few years ago.
That's all we talked about
for a whole bus ride was sitting over a cup of milk with our assholes out.
I think just that to see. Was a that's a prank that you do when you're Boy Scouts, right?
If I come home and you're just like squatting snipes? Over a cup of
you'll
milk.
Know I'm worried about my health and taking care of myself.
They're fine. If you get a tapeworm, they're fine. That's the easiest one. They don't hurt you at all.
And you lose some weight. Some people take them on purpose.
Yeah, there's a weird thing. We should look that up. That's weird. Hey, though.
Yes?
You guys want to get into some fucking... Everything is garbage and nothing matters.
Yeah!
Ow!
Welcome to Everything is Garbage and Nothing Matters. I have a few things.
Yay!
I feel like we shouldn't continue after you say that. We just like, that's the end.
We just end it. Yeah, I have a few things.
Okay.
I couldn't find stuff that makes me mad.
Did that make you mad?
It kind of made me mad that I couldn't find it. It was only stuff that just was just ridiculous. So I'm going to go with like nothing matters part yeah. of that.
Great.
Instead of the, everything is garbage, that's more like the stuff that makes me mad.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that the nothing matters stuff. We're going to go with that one this week.
It's stupid.
Yeah. We'll just do a couple of them. So this one was funny. This made me laugh a lot. Because this is like Australia. This is like Australia news. I don't know. The headline is drunk tourist accidentally climbs mountain while trying to get back to his hotel.
He climbed the whole thing?
He climbed the whole fucking
what? Did you say he was drunk?
Oh, yeah, he was drunk.
Okay.
Yeah, he was drunk. So he was, where do you think this guy would be from? You will never actually guess where he was from.
Ireland.
Switzerland.
Estonian.
Oh,
he was an Estonian tourist, Pavel. He enjoyed a few drinks, and it was just, this is like a resort.
Oh, come on now. What are you
Italy,
doing?
In Italy. When he decided to call it a night and head back to his hotel. However, it seemed that Pavel, 30, they give his age, may have had a bit more to drink than he thought. His short walk back to his room, super tame, a mountain hike.
Oh, God.
It explains why he did it, but also makes it more amazing that he got up the mountain.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. And it's a mountain in Australia covered in the worst animals, I'm sure.
God.
Yeah, so it goes on. He just got drunk and just fucking climbed. I don't know. He just went the wrong way.
What did he find out himself, like, whoopsie daisy? Yeah, did someone like, come whoops, find him?
Whoopsies.
Just walk.
But that was new. But that like that was.
How does
news.
That get on the news? Who did he this call it in? Did they? Did the hotel like when he probably. Got back? It's like, hey, I accidentally climbed that mountain. They're like,
oh no, we're none of this is. I don't look into how this became news.
Yeah.
That is not my job.
No.
That is just becomes news.
I don't think it's news. I don't think, no matter what.
I agree.
Patrick, anything can be news.
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
No, I know. That's the whole fucking point of this.
Sure.
Yeah, that's the whole fucking point. So there was a report of a tiger running amok in Manhattan.
Aww.
Yeah. So that report, this is the actual news story. The report of the tiger running amok in Manhattan was just a raccoon.
What?
Yep.
Was it the biggest raccoon in the world?
No, I mean it's like a real big raccoon. And maybe that just like no one knows the difference between
them
that.
City people.
I love how worldly there, city people think they are. And then they get a raccoon mixed up with a lion.
Apparently it was this weird misunderstanding.
Please, it was a misunderstanding.
So it was a misunderstanding of somewhat. It was like, scanning through it and stuff, but it was like mostly just, it was someone who had never seen a raccoon before, just call it a tiger.
What?
And like, yeah, and yep.
Sir, that's we had a report that someone said a trash panda was loose. I don't know, something. Obviously, that's not a
trash
thing.
Panda.
So some animal.
You
stripes,
mean a tiger? The tiger?
Stripes?
No! Tell everyone, no! Halt! Halt all the things!
Call
no.
the news!
We'll end with this one, because this
great.
One's fun. Because it's from The Guardian, and usually they have kind of, I don't know, man. I don't trust any news site, so none of these things I trust at all, but I feel like that they're so stupid that they might probably be
real.
Because they're not a big deal.
Everything's
no one
garbage.
Would like share them unless they were on The Onion. Argentinian officers fired after claiming mice ate half a ton of missing marijuana.
Yes.
Well, you gotta try and blame it on the mice.
That is for real. I fucking read that.
You gotta try and blame it on the mice. They smoked so much of that.
Oh man. 8 police officers claimed mice ate the cannabis,
probably,
but forensics experts explained that mice would not mistake the drug for food.
You idiot, Mike! Mice aren't that dumb.
I love that. This is this is awesome. I love this so much. Is that these guys are just like, no.
What happened?
What happened to the other fucking bit of...
No say? I don't know.
What do you mean, no, you don't know?
I know that there is like a small family of mice that lives under the floorboards. They probably...
Mice under the floorboards?
The mice ate it.
May I remind you, sir,
no?
that you are an officer of the law?
See.
Okay,
it was
see.
The mice. It was the mice ate it.
The it mice, was the mice ate it.
They mice ate it.
Okay, so there is a half a ton of marijuana.
See?
Okay.
It's a lot.
Do you know what a ton of marijuana is?
A lot of marijuana.
It's 2,000 pounds.
Okay. See.
So half of it is 1,000 pounds. So
fat mice ate it.
Mice don't eat marijuana. They don't eat that
I don't
food.
Know. I don't know this.
You do.
I don't know this.
You do know.
I don't know.
What do mice eat?
Marijuana?
No.
Maybe they were being interviewed by an American. It's like, what happened? I might ate it. I'm sorry, did you say mice ate it? Or you might have eaten it?
And they're like,
might see? Eat it.
See? They look around like, see, I don't know.
Oh,
mice ate 1,000 pounds of marijuana.
Dude, yeah, 5,400 kilograms.
I've
found.
Seen, like, mice will eat newspapers and all that. Like, I actually get...
Oh, wait, the cannabis was stored there for two years. The cannabis had been in storage there for 2 years.
Ooh.
Oh.
But of the 6,000 kilograms that had been registered, only 5,400 kilograms were found.
They're blaming those two cops. Like, they were the only ones that could have gotten to it.
Oh, so that's like... I mean, that's not... Come on.
So what? How much? How many?
Maybe four fat guys.
How many kilograms? four fat guys.
How many How many times did you take any weed out of that? Like, be honest.
Just be honest and tell us how many times.
Like four or five times.
Like four, maybe
it's
four.
Like four, maybe five times.
Like four times, five times.
That you personally, four or times. that was opened up.
See.
No. Did you four or five times, or was it just opened up? Four or five times by any.
See.
Mm-mm.
Four times five.
Four times.
20 times. It was open 20.
No.
See. What?
No.
Four times, C. five no. times, six C. times.
Five times.
Fucking
120.
Good on you guys. I mean, like,
how? Sorry,
I mean, over 2 years, like, and you're just like,
once,
just
how
like
much?
Slowly kind of taking this.
How
out.
Much weed actually are they saying got ate again?
So out of basically almost 2 tons, so it was 6,000 kilograms. It was about two
Eaten?
Tons. No, that's what they caught. And it was 54, whatever it was.
50. I just
wanted they come in and be like, hey, what happened to,
I just want to do a little math and see how much mice would have to eat every day.
That's fun for a podcast.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So like, 5,400 kilograms were found. So, okay. Of the 6,000 kilograms that had been registered,
6,000
that they found, only 5,400 kilograms were found.
Jesus.
Yeah. So 600
kilograms.
So 600 times 2 years. So that's
like, what are they doing?
365 times 730. So it's 730 days to eat 600 kilograms.
But let's be honest that nobody ate it.
I think mice could eat it.
I do.
I think mice would eat weed.
I think someone was
pinching out. What is that per day?
That is 0.82 kilos a day.
An eighth.
Nope.
No, an eighth. A kilo is like almost 3.5 pounds, 3 point.
Someone was taking that much out every day and
people
selling it
and
having
something.
Really good side job.
Oh, they're definitely taking that out. Actually, that over that amount of time, I feel like that's like that they're not really gonna make a lot of money selling that, but they're gonna be like, no, I just want to
just for them.
I just want to get high.
No one's going to come back and count this. It's been years.
You
it's
know, 10 years. Like, it's, you know, and it's only like over years. It's like, who cares?
It's just marijuana. Years. Get out of here.
Two mice, like some mice did eat some of it.
I know. Like,
they
think
found
they
in a
did.
Drawer or something. No, there they was didn't. A small mice. They're like, no, oh, no, look, mice.
None mice.
They did all of it.
None mice.
I bet they
any of
it.
The marijuana.
Just they would have thought of something. If they hadn't ever seen a mouse, I feel like they'd have been like, oh, somebody stole it. No,
can't do that. They'd be like,
"Is mice? Is mice okay?
Is mice okay?"
It's like five mice.
Three or four of mice, I think.
They were blind.
There were three blind mice. I saw them with my eyes. Three blind mice come in. They go up the clock tower and come down and eat the marijuana.
They all had their sunglasses on, like they're blind. Three blind mice.
Walking sticks.
It may have been four blind mice. Or
it
five,
might have been four or five. May
four or five blind mice.
But that doesn't roll off the tongue as easy as three blind mice.
Five blind mice ate. Shit, they got real high.
Drew, we got one email.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
From a fan. Do you want? Can I read it and you respond to them?
Yes.
Dear hosts of NSFW podcast.
They don't even bother with
it's
the
Drew
fucking
name. Drew and Sharla.
Name. They don't bother with the names.
It's not even worth writing for names. Oh, there it is.
Oh, okay.
Because what you do has so little value. I would prefer it if you would both just die instead of doing this podcast. If you were dead, at least your bodies could provide a benefit to science in the medical field. Shit. Just the methane your decomposition would create is more productive than this show. All the best.
What is there a name or a fake name?
No.
No?
Just all the best.
Just the best. Well, you know what? Thank you.
Thank you.
You are correct.
We hear you.
We hear you. You are correct.
And how fitting.
And you're a genius.
And you're a genius. And how fitting for the parasite episode.
Yeah, parasites and stuff like that. We're better off being like food to parasites.
They wouldn't even want us if we were dead. So.
I can't argue with that. I can't argue with these emails.
You don't have to.
Whoever that is, I'm just going to call you Roger.
I like that.
I'm just going to, so that I can put a name to it. Roger. Fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for putting us in our place and like realizing that like nothing matters.
Yeah.
And
even us.
And nothing, no one exists on purpose. No one and no thing exists on purpose. And really all we should do is shut up and let's go watch some TV.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Roger. Thank you for writing.
Thank you for listening to the Not Safe for Work podcast, even though we've told you many times not to listen to this show. Please send us more emails on how horrible we are. And like, even if you just want to say like, what, nothing matter kind of email.
Yeah. Or if you have a question or a topic you'd like us to discuss that we haven't yet, that'd be really great. You would help us a lot.
We'll talk about it.
And we will.
We'll talk about it and we'll be awful.
Yeah, and we'll make bits until it's not even funny anymore.
And like tonight.
Yeah. Remember? Do you remember earlier?
Remember earlier in this podcast when we did that? Thank you. Hey, you know what, Sharla?
What?
You are my friend.
Hey, Drew, you are my friend.
You know what, Patrick? Look at me. Look at me. You are my friend.
You're my friend.
No.
We'll get him. We'll get him over to our side. He's shy about it.
Yeah.
Thank you a lot and okay and bye. And thank go. You. Oh, but make sure go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself!
Yeah!
Heat in my vein like vernacular. Cook up the beat with a spatula. Y'all are not ready for action. I'm smoking these rappers and feeling spectacular. Making a killer like Massacre. Watch out, I'm whipping my wrist. Right on my city, been pissed, but I show them love. I'm not the one that's at risk. My homie told me that when people rise up against you, what's the sign of your destiny real? Fake ones been hating, cause they know that one day you're making it. Jealousy's all that can
feel. Plug in the phone, drift in my zone. Pain